Thanks for listening to Resume on Podcast One.
The Serial Killer Podcast, hosted by me, Thomas Viborg Thune, is the podcast dedicated to serial killers, who they were, what they did, and how. Join me as I sit down bi-weekly to bring you, dear listener, into the dark land of serial murder and psychopathy. The show goes into graphic detail on the most infamous and lesser-known serial killers from around the world, with each episode covering one unique serial killer. So far, the show has covered serial killer superstars such as BTK, Jeffrey Dahmer, and the Yorkshire Ripper, and lesser-known killers such as Elias Abuelazam and Anatoly Onoprienko. Be advised, this show is not for children, as it takes you deep into the twisted world of ultimate evil. You can find me exclusively at podcastone.com or on the new Podcast One app. Also, don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
And it's Water Cooler, episode number, oh my god, 99, the last of the double digits.
69 plus 30, dude.
That is the math. And thank you so much for tuning in once again.
That was the only piece of math I could do.
That's probably the easiest one.
Yeah.
Water Cooler, the other show of Resume, where I hang out with my friends at Corolla Digital, and we just, kick it. And today's a little different. It's Sunday.
Woo!
It's football Sunday. Yeah, we're in on a Sunday. What is wrong with us?
Living the high life.
Yeah. Today's a truncated.
What else would we be doing?
Yeah, that's right. Truncated week because of the cruise, so we had to push the show up. So you guys get a Water Cooler a little extra early. Now, let me introduce everybody in the room because we got the crew here. Kalen Bean's here.
Yo, yo. Kalen's here.
Bringing the heat as usual.
Yeah, there he is. I love it. And as you hear, Gary Smith's here.
What's up? I too have questions about paper towel usage.
Good.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, because I'm curious what your question is now, because the reason Gary brings that up is Adam, I sit in Adam's chair. He just recorded his show, and then I come in and I sit where he sits. And he always leaves a bundled up paper towel that I really don't know what it is. I don't know what he's wiping, anything. And then Kalen goes, yeah, I do that too. I'm a paper towel guy.
He sure does.
And Kalen does. Kalen's holding one right now.
All over my engineering.
Yeah. Bundled up.
All
like,
over the studio, yeah.
Throw away your paper towel.
I forget. I like to plant them around, you know, in case I forget about one.
But here's my problem.
Wait. Before, let me introduce everybody
and
else.
It's a damp paper towel. It's not just dry.
Because I'm very grateful. Matt Fondelier's here.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. And he wasn't going to be here. But he changed his mind.
It's goddamn right. He
shamed into staying.
He didn't
well
get
done.
Shamed.
No, he didn't get shamed.
He's
no.
encouraged.
I had the car started. It was in reverse.
He was on his way out. He was out the
gate. It was actually in drive.
Yeah, actually even moved it into drive.
Look, and I don't blame him. I actually was really nervous asking you guys to do this on Sunday because it's the weekend. It's football. time off is very valuable. And so we always have to honor it. And as you heard, Mike Dawson's here as well.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. Dilly, dilly. Gobble.
That's a thing from that commercial in the last like 6 weeks, right? That wasn't a thing a year ago?
No, it's brand new from the Bud Light commercials. I will say, though, I was watching Football Sunday last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago maybe, and one of the fucking quarterbacks, I'm surprised I haven't seen
this.
I
think it's Eli Manning.
Okay. Somebody is like, you know, Green 82. Dilly dilly.
I'm like,
holy shit,
that.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
So, dilly dilly.
Jared Goff has some great check down things, too. He yells like Tupac.
Obama.
Like, Jared Goff's got some good ones. Watch out for that on the Rams.
Say his name's fast.
He should sell.
Jared Goff.
Quarterback should.
It's pretty good, Dawson.
Quarterback should sell their audibles to companies. Nike.
Well, Peyton Manning got...
That is actually... That's
make
fucking
some money.
Brilliant.
I think Omaha Steaks gave Peyton Manning like
Wing
a
Street.
Giant like free thing, like lifetime supply of steaks or something because he was using Omaha so much.
Or if you name a company, just name it whatever Audible gets
whatever,
called out.
Yeah.
And then that's brand recognition, baby. You're
right.
Welcome.
Right.
You're welcome, everybody. You don't have to pay me. Take my advice. It's
that's
free.
Pretty fucking smart. What does Aaron Rodgers say? Green 82? Something like that?
Yeah. Come check out my new shoe company, Green 82.
It's not that, but it's something like that.
So all right, paper towels. These effing paper towels are just littered across the engineering room and in Adam's chair that I throw away every single time. What did you point at?
Oh, there's a call. There's a call coming in.
Oh, well, I don't think the phone line's up. But they're just everywhere, and I have to throw Adams away every single time. I assume he doesn't want to keep them because they're gross. All right, we have a call. I'm just going to take it.
Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Water cooler. Hello, you there?
Hello.
Oh,
thank you for calling the Adam Carolla Show. What's your name, age, and your question? It was worth a shot.
Yeah, not a fan. Not a fan of the water cooler, I guess.
Whatever, dude.
You can cut that part out, right?
We had it.
Well, we got a caller.
So back to the exciting paper towel talk. So we can wrap it up.
Kaelin, this is what I stayed for?
Kaelin, what are you wiping?
My hands, mostly.
Yeah,
my
face. That's my problem. This is a palm sweat situation, right? So when I find a
It's not just a palm sweat situation.
what else is it?
It's more palm sweat than anything else, am I right?
Well,
as long as it's not ball sweat.
It's all sweat.
I like just holding paper towels, first of all, and I use it as a...
Pause there.
Paper towels.
When did you first
discover? Not dry, like it needs to be a bit damp.
Wait, from you
after I wash my hands, and then I won't throw the paper towel away. I'll just put it in my back pocket.
The damp
for later.
Yeah,
just store it for later.
Yeah,
just because you're a big fan of mildew in your jeans, or
So I got the sweaty palms, clammy hands. So I use that often to just kind of wipe the dry.
And when it's hot outside, I sweat a lot too.
My face sweats a lot too, so I use it to damp my face.
So here's what I'll say:
handy napkin. Never know, we'll get some food. All of a sudden, boom! There's
the
a napkin.
And then
I blow my nose with it too. So it's like all.
Oh,
but
Jesus Christ!
No, then I'll throw it away. That's when I throw them away after I blow the nose.
Hey, do me a favor.
Yeah.
You don't need to blow your nose in order for those to be thrown away. That's fucking gross. You do not need to leave your sweat-laden fucking paper towels around the studio with the logic being, I haven't blown my nose in it yet.
I
find these things on my computer.
No, I don't leave them on your computer. I do not leave paper towels on your computer. I do not. There's a lot in my office.
Those ones are the ones you
don't
really
leave them on your computer.
Don't
I don't put
touch.
Them on your computer.
Those ones are adjacent. Maybe.
They're in front of my computer, maybe.
Why is there a paper towel on my keyboard?
Computer.
I checked the search history before you checked that paper towel.
Ugh.
When did this start, Kaelin? When was the first time that you had the paper towel and you were about to throw it out and you went, nah, back pocket. Yeah. Let's use this one later.
Coming with me.
I can't remember when it was, but I will say growing up, my dad would always do the same thing. He would always be sitting in his chair watching TV and just holding
a
paper towel.
This is an epidemic.
Maybe it's handy. Maybe you could take it back old school a little bit and become a hanky guy.
No, because like I said, I blow my nose and then I don't want to keep it around.
But that's what a handkerchief's for.
Yeah,
man.
But I don't like keeping around with all.
That's where he draws the line.
Yeah.
He doesn't do laundry, so it's not like it's gonna get clean.
That's where he draws the line.
Okay.
Well, he just wears clothes
like several
and then throws
of them,
it out.
And then when you blow your nose in one,
right?
Throw it in the hamper.
No. I like the damp paper towel. I don't need the hanky.
At Los Angeles and express your disgust.
Is there anything
not that gross?
You're blowing your nose into a damp paper towel that was laden with your previous sweat.
Kaelin, I'm here
to tell you.
It's
not like
it
gallons of sweat, all right? It's like my hands get clammy. They're not like dripping with sweat all day.
I'm gonna change the subject. Chris, I had no idea you were going to be here today.
And
otherwise,
that's what's on the menu.
Otherwise, I would have brought you. Jesus, I would have brought you your gift, which I'll bring it to you tomorrow. But I got a nice bowl of turkey carcass soup for you with barley.
Thank you.
I made it last night. It was really, really tasty. And Kaelin,
yo,
I got Mona D's stuffing.
All right.
You're bringing that in. Do the taste test.
After the cruise. Dawson,
please tell me.
No, it can't be after the cruise.
Well, I'm on a diet. I can't eat that now.
Look, here's the thing. There were a lot of family who needed to take stuff home, so I really didn't get that much.
I just need a bite.
So at the most, you'll all get a bite.
I'll do a bite.
Yeah, how was your guys' Thanksgiving?
Dude, it was great. I tried a deep fried turkey, although I don't believe it was the traditional form. Did you guys know there is such a thing as an oilless deep fried turkey?
No.
I had never heard of this. It apparently you hook the bitch up to a propane thing.
Bitch.
The turkey? Just hook it up directly.
No, the cooker.
Slap it.
Okay.
It's like this cylindrical thing, and apparently you hook it up
verbally
to propane.
Demean it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Get real sexist. It cooks
and
with infrared.
Fried.
It cooks infrared? With infrared, or so I was told. It was delicious.
That's it.
Wow. I still can't wait to try the oil-based traditional coming
like
from our
peanut
homie.
Oil.
Yeah, what happened to Johnny Landon. Featherin's hair?
Landon's coming.
Sorry. Yeah, Landon. I apologize. I haven't emailed you back yet. We're still because it was all up in the air. This show, actually, we decided probably 40 minutes before we came to the studio that we're coming.
No, I replied to him for you. I told him 99 probably wasn't going to work, but 101, we'll figure something out.
We want early it, Landon. 100s. We want it.
We're doing it, Landon.
Show 100 on the cruise.
Yeah, oh, come deep fry a turkey at sea.
People, apparently you got to go through some thing to get in. We have a very limited room. So if you are on the cruise, log into the account and get there.
Go
somehow.
To Travel by Parker. And,
yeah, go to travelbyparker.com. Scroll down to the bottom. It says water cooler.
Somehow. There you go.
Yeah. And we will not waste your time.
No.
Just up for debate.
That's up for debate.
It's going to be some paper towel talk.
Matt, how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, mine was
doing CPR on a football.
Yeah, guy is doing CPR on a football.
We're watching. We have the game on.
I'm so glad they brought back the celebration.
It's
amazing.
I think it's stupid.
What do you
Why?
Think?
Oh, come on.
Because I'm sorry, but the creative element is not these guys' freaking strong point.
You know, so let's just appreciate
shit they're doing in the end zone. There's been a few good ones.
Hide and seek. That was pretty good.
You're an athlete. Leave entertainment to the entertainers.
They are entertainers.
Kalen, by the way, is correct.
Athletic entertainers.
Yeah, they entertain.
The Juju Smith-Schuster hide-and-seek one is up there in the top three of the year.
I haven't seen that one.
And the cow goes, gay.
I love these. It's so much fun.
The gentleman rides a bike to work. It's hilarious. Yeah. It's a story.
It's stupid.
I still think the soccer players do it better. Like the really good ones you see like from
they show their belly soccer. They slide across the field.
Well,
that's
no, but they like
awesome.
they do like they'll all organize and get like turn into a bicycle and then a guy will ride it and they all just become like this moving bicycle. Like it's pretty crazy or like the fishing ones. But
fucking professional sports is taking a goddamn nosedive.
I agree that the soccer ones are better, but I think given a few years, I think by 2020 the NFL guys have this worked out because they're really good this year and this is only the first year that they've really been allowed. To do this,
it's fun. It's just weird when they do it when they're losing by
touchdowns. Yeah. They did one. I can't remember what it was, but the Bills did one right in front of us while they were losing by like 25, and I was so confused. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, well,
like, fucking calm down, bitch. You're not even at home. Sorry, it's the second time I've done that. It's so damn angry.
Laura Lee.
I'm sorry, Laura Lee.
My Thanksgiving was good. We went out for dinner.
Whoa,
but. I had an unbelievable Thanksgiving meal, and I'll talk about it on Chez Fond du Lait if you want to hear about it.
Ooh.
If you want to.
I do want to hear
Can
about it.
Can we get a tease? Where did you go?
We went to a place in Westlake called the Pearl District.
All right. Well, let's not dance around this. If we're going to do this, let's do this.
Let's just go.
I got to know what's on the menu.
All right.
I'm here.
So, a couple years ago, my sister was out for Thanksgiving, and my mom was like, we're not cooking just for the four of us. We're going out.
Yeah, I respect
that. And there was a restaurant in my hometown that is now closed. But this one time we went there, they had this Thanksgiving meal that was absolutely fantastic. This restaurant, the Pearl District, is owned by that restaurant's owners. So
Minnie Pearl.
I had this hope that they were going to bring back this Thanksgiving dish, which they actually did this year. I'm just going to read it right off the menu because I took a picture of it. This is brined turkey two ways.
Mm.
You got to brine it.
Roasted breast meat and leg confit.
Confit.
Garlic, mashed potatoes, turkey, sausage, cornbread stuffing, pecan, red yam, crispy quinoa gratin, grilled asparagus,
fuck quinoa,
oven dried cranberries, and sage gravy.
Sage gravy. What's wrong with turkey gravy?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, this was what you would normally get at a Thanksgiving meal, but turned up to 11 in terms of flavors and stuff.
It sounds pretty awesome.
And it was a full plate of food. It was not a like fancy little tiny portions. So the white meat with the sage gravy was insanely good. But you actually, on this gigantic plate, you lift up the turkey, and there was more turkey underneath it.
Ooh.
And
I love more turkey.
Then for dessert... My wife and we recently found a place that's been around for forever that I didn't know about called Pie and Burger.
Pie and Burger.
It's in Pasadena.
What do they make?
You'd be surprised. No, they make pies and burgers. I still have yet to have their burgers, but we did get pumpkin pie and a banana cream pie. and we enjoyed all of that immensely. So that was my Thanksgiving dinner. It was fucking amazing. I hope that's the new family tradition. Sorry, Mom.
She would agree.
Your parents
fucking rule.
They are awesome.
His parents are the best.
And no wasted food, right?
No wasted. I cleared that plate, and then there was no cleaning or anything after that, which everyone loves.
As I sat down to Thanksgiving dinner, I looked at my plate, and I hearkened back a little bit to some of the Thanksgiving talk we've been doing on Good Sports and elsewhere, and I realized I may take some shit for this. So what are your guys' thoughts? Now, keep in mind, I had turkey early in the day. I did two Thanksgivings. So I had some deep fried turkey. Very good. I decided I probably couldn't beat it.
Did they use oil to fry that?
They did not. It was infrared.
Oh, they just called I've never heard bitch. Of that.
Wow.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, fry that bitch up. Mm-hmm. When I sat down to my parents' Thanksgiving, I had three items on my plate. Stuffing.
Nice.
Mac and cheese.
Mm. Not Thanksgiving food.
I have it right. And cream corn.
Wow, you're wrong.
That was it. Just sides.
You did it wrong.
No. I thought it was delicious.
Okay, that's good.
And by the end,
gotta have a meat.
The cream. Well, I already had the turkey earlier in the day. No, but there was no second
ham?
Meat
you got
option.
A ham?
There wasn't ham.
So you did not eat Laura Lee's turkey? You ate somebody else's turkey that someone called a bitch?
First of all, it's Gary's turkey.
Okay.
Big Gary.
All right.
Big Gary gets out the Weber early in the morning.
Wait, we still have to establish that's your dad.
Yeah, that's
okay. Sorry. May not be clear to the casual listener.
Ironically, not as big as me, but yes, Big Gary, as we refer to him.
Affectionately known as Chief.
It's Gary's alter ego. We all just kind of let him act like Big Gary sometimes.
Well said. By the end, the stuffing and the cream corn had become one, and it was delightful.
Yeah,
that sounds incredible.
And that cream, that mac and cheese, it was baked in a big glass dish. I got the corner nice and crispy. By the end of it, I was cutting it with a fork and knife because it was so crispy.
Oh,
it was delicious.
Mm. I don't think I've ever had cream corn before.
You're missing out, bro.
You are definitely fucking missing out, sir.
Did you celebrate Thanksgiving with your British mother?
She's in England. So okay. No.
No.
She did. She cooked up a Thanksgiving for
she
my
did.
Brother. Yeah, for my brother.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
No, I was just with my dad and my stepmom.
Right on.
It's fine.
Yum.
Broke my diet, but whatever.
Yeah. You have to.
You're allowed to break your diet on Thanksgiving.
I had three good sized pieces of sourdough bread, though. I probably didn't need that.
Not traditional Thanksgiving food.
No. But I love me some sourdough.
We got to squash this now.
Yeah, let me say that's what's on the menu. That's what's on the menu.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We got to squash this because Kayla and I have been arguing last week about mac and cheese.
Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
And is it a Thanksgiving food?
I'm going to say no, but I'm delighted to see it when I get to Thanksgiving.
See, yeah, I'm
happy to see it, but it's not Thanksgiving food.
I will say yes.
You're wrong.
Yeah, you're kind of wrong on this one, Chris.
Really?
Thank you.
It's a
traditional? No.
It's not a barbecue food side, and when you get into like turkey and ham and things that you would, mashed potatoes, things that you would have at Thanksgiving time, there's some crossover with barbecue food, so I feel like that's how mac and cheese snuck in there.
Yeah.
By way of, barbecue food sides, but
I'm gonna go get another Italian wife beater beer. Anybody want one?
I'll take one of those, please.
Stella,
I don't think that the Native Americans were cooking with pasta and melting cheese on it. Doesn't seem like something they would do.
Spoiler alert: the Native Americans definitely didn't do Thanksgiving.
Yes, there you go. Exactly my point. That's exactly my point.
One thing that I will say is probably not a traditional Thanksgiving food, but is usually at my Thanksgiving. And Laura Lee, I'm sorry to throw you shade, but I was disappointed to not see on the menu at the Smith Thanksgiving.
Shade thrown.
Twice baked potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see those come Christmas.
Love twice baked potatoes.
I don't even know what those are.
This is how I tell my mother.
It's like when you bake potato, scoop out the inside
over the podcast,
and like mix it with cheese and whatever you want, and then you put it back in the oven. And
it's
like you cook it more.
Is it like a potato deviled egg?
Dawson.
A deviled potato?
If you were to cook the deviled egg again once you fill it.
Twice baked potato. You cut a potato in half, so you have like the potato bowl, and you take out all the potatoes. Throw that in a food processor. You put a little milk. You put a little cheese. You put a little goodness in there.
Bacon,
whip that up into a nice mashed potato. Fill it back up into the potato skin. throw some cheese on there, throw some bacon, throw that bitch back into the oven.
Cooking with Gary. This has got to be a new segment. With
Cooking with Gary and Jesse Pinkman.
Roll me further, bitch.
Well, Gary, if you're looking for any sous chefs, you should check out ZipRecruiter.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Slash interview?
Yeah, that's right. ZipRecruiter.com/interview. Because ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click, so you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the correct candidates. Then ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting. So you receive the best possible matches.
Gary, you work in podcasting. How is this even?
We edit nothing.
We edit nothing, and except for ZipRecruiter's contract with us, because they're going to edit that. That's why ZipRecruiter's different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. So no wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter can get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, it is the smartest way to hire. So find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview. That's right, ZipRecruiter.com/interview. One more time, try for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/interview. Ah, that's nice. Quick announcement. People in Miami, we're all going to Churchill's Pub Wednesday night. So please, it's the night before the cruise departs, but it's this Wednesday night. So Churchill's Pub in Miami, I think it'll probably start at like 7 or 8, right?
I think it starts at 6.
6. So get there early.
I may be wrong.
I'll be there all night. So
as one fan already tweeted at me, it's starting in the hotel bar.
Ooh.
When you get there, hotel bar. It's on.
Vacation's already started, people. You know what I'm saying?
I'm very, very interested to see how many Corolla fans are just dragging their asses onto that boat from partying way too hard the first night.
That'll be me.
Yeah.
But that's actually, I have kind of done this math, Caitlin, because on day one, we're going to be, after when we wake up, we got to be in Key West, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got an early thing, and we're going to go meet CIA former case officer Doug Laux.
Certified badass, yeah.
And we're going to go hang out with that dude.
That's code word for you're going undercover, right?
And I was thinking, man, how do I do this? I'm going to be a wreck at fucking 8 o'clock in the morning. But then I realized we're in Miami the night before. So if we get super fucking shit-faced and are dragging ass all day the next day, then getting up at 7:30 in the morning to go do CIA shit is going to be a lot easier.
So plus it's like when we go up to Yosemite and we're super hungover in the morning, just jump right in the water. That's
shocky right out.
Say this out loud. By all means, have fun with Doug. We have a podcast at 2:30 that day. Don't go nuts.
Because I'm going to be playing bingo, so we're not going to be able to help Gary out. We're going to need you guys.
Yeah,
back.
Exactly. Matt's got a fucking well-established track record of not working.
No. Well, no.
Matt is going to play bingo. You are going to play bingo.
Yeah, I am. You guys think I'm joking?
There's a day at sea, sir. Play your bingo on the day at sea.
Okay, we'll see what the itinerary is on the cruise. I don't decide when bingo happens.
That is true. You don't. That's up to people three times your age.
So within the last like 10 statements, I have some qualms. First off, Dawson, so you're saying the first day of the cruise, the day we depart, is your recovery day.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
That's bullshit.
No, it is bullshit. It is bullshit.
You're playing that day.
I'm going to be drinking.
You're playing.
You have to understand, Dawson, we can't get onto that boat until like 11 or 12, maybe even 1. Mm-hmm. So your recovery time is from like 9 a.m. to like 1 p.m. And then when you get on that boat, you're going to go, I paid for the drink package. It's fucking on.
Yeah. So, you got to get your money's worth.
I know.
And let me give you a little gentle reminder that from last year you didn't pick up on until like day two or something when you saw me.
Baileys
and coffee, baby.
Yeah, I'm all over that. That's why I bought the drink package.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can get like 5 shots of Bailey to start the day.
You got to start your day with a little, you know.
Here's the dog.
Yeah.
It's an evener. It evens it out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's funny. I looked at Gary like the first day. I'm like, how the fuck are you in such good shape? And he goes, Bailey's. Like, oh my God, I'm an idiot.
Dawson turned to the nearest bar and was like, I'll have a coffee with three shots of Bailey's.
Yeah. So, yeah, what you got to do is you got to just get yourself to the point. Like, it's like when you go out to drink, you want to take the hard stuff first and then beers the rest of the night just to stay level. Just, and then you just
planing. We call it planing.
Planing.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
We just get up on that plateau and ride it out.
All right, Matt, bingo.
Yeah, bro.
All right, let's go.
And that's that. No further questions.
Plugs.
Yeah, let's just get out of here. Yeah,
let's go for you.
Don't worry about me.
All right, Gary.
Miami.
Yeah, you can. He'll be there.
Go to Churchill's Pub this Wednesday. We're going to get drunk on land. Then Dawson's going to get drunk on a boat.
Drunk on a boat.
Matt, where are you going?
Yeah, what's up?
Where can we go for you?
I'll be at the bingo room at. No, you can follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier. And God damn it, I hope listeners are coming on the cruise.
Are you bringing like a lucky charm? Do you keep like a little figurine?
Oh,
marker?
Yeah. Do you shout out the dumb shit that like the grandparents shout out?
No. I keep to myself. I'm like a loner.
Do you have your own stamper?
Yes. Of course. Yeah. You have to buy those. You have to pay for those when you're on the cruise.
That's awesome.
Well, FYI, bring cash.
But you're you. You're not bringing the one from the last cruise?
Fucking awesome.
I actually may still have that pen. I didn't even think about that. No, I'll probably have to buy another marker. But that's part of the fun is a little.
Yep. There you go.
You're welcome for that.
Yep.
So many questions. We'll get to it on the cruise. I want a live like bingo recap on that.
Remind me when we're doing the show.
I'll play bingo with you, bro.
I actually don't know.
I'll play bingo.
No,
thank you.
I know. It's
Is it the end of the second day or the end of the third day?
Bingo, but you got to play ping pong.
I think it's the end of the Cozumel day. It's right after
end of the Cozumel.
No, sorry. The Key West day. My mistake.
So it's like
it's after the meet and greet
first
like, cocktail party thing.
All right, cool. Yeah, hopefully there will have already been a bingo game. I can break it down for you. Otherwise, I'll just talk about last year's experience.
How many balls? What's the average number of balls before someone gets bingo?
I don't know that.
I've got to guess.
There has to be like a drinking game mid-20s? You can like make out of this, right?
No, they change it up. It's not the same. Each bingo card has its own rules and stuff. You have to kind of pay attention. It's not like they don't just do the get it all in a row and you get bingo. Like, that's only the very first round. And then they have like, you got to black out the whole card or you got to get a big X on your card. Like they kind of mix it up, you know?
All right, Dawson, where could we go for you?
I love you guys for listening, first of all. And it's been a while since I talked about the Rad Power Bikes. It's Christmas season. If you want to get your nephew, your kids, or yourself, the coolest freaking gift in the world. It's a Rad Power Bike. I got the Rad Rover. As you guys know, I just bought a new house, and it's in a sprawling suburban area of North Hollywood. It's like a few square miles of nothing but houses.
They were there.
So much fun.
We've been there.
So much fun riding my bike all around throughout all of these neighborhoods. And I don't have to pedal at all, man. The thing's got a throttle. Go to radpowerbikes.com. I got the Rad Rover. And if you buy one and you use the promo code Dawson, that's DAWSON, you can get $50 in free accessories. But you don't need any accessories, but I do recommend the over the tire back rack.
Well, sure.
How are you going to strap stuff to it?
How are you going to get a carton of smokes on
it? You can strap a carton of smokes to it. You can strap an 18 pack to it really, really easily. It's awesome. Radpowerbikes.com. I love my Rad Power Bike. Get one for yourself for Christmas or for somebody else and for yourself.
All right. And Rad, Power Bikes, they are rad. Rad is an understatement. Those things, they're incredible. Now, for me, first off, I just want to thank at NYC Anarchy on Twitter for doing that King of the Hill picture of us.
Oh, that's awesome.
God.
I'll tell you what.
Fondelier was upset.
It's not flattering for any of us.
If you look at yours from a distance,
with your eyes closed,
you look fucking great. You got the wife beater. Sure. He's overweight. You need to be in your wife beater holding the beer. It's a great shot. Wait, you zoom in on the face. You look like you're down with the syndrome. Yeah.
For those who haven't seen it yet, it's on social media. Just follow
all of us. It's hilarious.
Matt
announced that
picture makes me look less Downsy, which fuck you. Very much.
So. It's a compliment.
I got to put our faces on the cats of King of the Hill, like the main dudes.
Let's all be honest. Chris got the short end of that stick.
Literally.
Oh, man. Man, it's so funny.
I got Bobby, but I just Dawson, look like a sickly.
You look like you
have
AIDS.
Normal. It wasn't a stretch.
You look so skinny.
Oh my god. Who is he? Boomhauer?
I think.
Oh no, you were Dale. Kalen was Boomhauer.
I don't know. I don't watch that show.
Oh. Well, like it was a fantastic rendition, and we appreciate anybody who does stuff like that. So thank you so much. Also, Churchill's Pub, and for those in L.A., December 9th, Dawson and I will be at South Bay Customs.
So much fun. South Bay Customs is
badass.
It's a hell of a fucking place to party.
Great venue.
Yeah, it's a party.
Stoked to play on that stage.
And I think it's like $10 get in, or just bring like
an unwrapped toy. And don't be a douche about it. Bring something good. This is for kids who can't afford Christmas. So get a good present.
Should be enumerated one more time for those who may have missed it earlier. Travelbyparker.com, scroll to the bottom, click water cooler if you want to come to the water cooler on the cruise. There is a limited amount of space, so go sign up for that if you want to come.
And we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. So thank you so much for these first 99 episodes have been an honor.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. It's been our pleasure.
And to all the listeners out there, appreciate you guys hanging with us. We'll be hitting triple digs.
Chris Lonsamana, cheers to you, bro.
Cheers,
Chris.
Cheers, guys.
No triple digs.
I don't know.
Here's the centennial.
It's already thing. All right. Till next time, we love you.